Last November, voters approved $89 million in construction costs for the expansion and renovation of Columbus East and Columbus North high schools, but a sagging economy meant bids for those projects came in well below estimates, a scenario seen elsewhere in the city during bidding for the Commons renovation. Bartholomew Consolidated School Corporation Superintendent John Quick says that means he can ask the school board for what he calls alternates or upgrades, which were not part of the original construction plan.
You know, a lot of times when you take bids, you're not able to buy any of the alternates that you would like to buy because they'll come in over or they're just, you know, it just doesn't work out. In this case, now we're not going to be able to buy all the alternates nor do all the alternates necessarily come in as favorable as others, but we're buying a lot of the alternates here. At least that's our recommendation.
Quick says he would like to add security cameras, upgrade computers, and purchase new furniture in both the new and existing parts of the schools. Because House Bill 1001, the same bill which enacted property tax caps in the state, also mandates that all school construction projects costing more than $12 million must be approved by voters in the affected area, this first project is a referendum of sorts itself. The more BCSC gets for its money, the more likely voters may be in the future to approve construction bonds. Again, John Quick.
We hope that's one of the outcomes or one of the consequences. But when we come with another project, and we don't anticipate that, you know, real soon here, but when we come to another one, that project will have to stand on its own merits.
Quick insists there is no danger of cost overruns by adding the alternates because the bond tops out at the $89 million figure approved by the voters. And he says there are contingencies built into the budget to offset concern that money could be used up earlier than anticipated, leaving construction unfinished. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.